Blog Talk Radio.
Oh!
of the whole wide world. I accept Jesus tonight. This is your host, Evangelist Von Dumas. I thank you all for just being obedient and tuning in tonight. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you for rating the show. Continue to contact us. You can contact us here at Tri-Anointed Women of Christ at walkwithmegod@aol.com or walkwithmelord@yahoo.com. Of course, you can always call in. The call-in number is 646-652-4916 or stop by the chat room. We'd be more than happy just to chat with you. God is a good God, and I just want us all to say thank you, Jesus, for another day, another opportunity to just come together and just love on each other for a minute. Let's learn from the Lord. And today I want to speak to leaders. God is pouring out his heart to leaders, and he wants all leaders to pay attention to his word. In 2012, there's been a lot of obstacles against leaders. And as you see that God is plucking out people that we may consider to be leaders, whether it's in your home, in your church, in your senate, in your government, wherever, if you look around and pay great attention right now, God is pointing the light on some that has been lifted up on pedestals and those that was been forgotten about. He's raising up out of nowhere with words in their heart, not just flowing out of their mouth, but words that are in their heart. Whose words? God's words. We, as the saints of God, we've got to start standing up. We've got to stop bowing down to every different obstacle that we face. Heartache, pain, suffering, doubt, humiliation, scandalized, but someone scandalized our name, whatever the case may be, we as leaders must start to stand up. You've been down too long. You've been sitting over that, worrying over that, talking about that. You decided that you're not going to talk about it anymore, and it still hasn't done any good. Why not stand up? Believe that God will make a way. A lot of the times when we find ourselves bowing down, it's because we get caught up in the world. We get caught up in all of those that we're ministering to. We get caught up into all of the kids' activities as we're the leaders of those homes, of those schools, the after programs, or in your community. You're so busy in the community that you find yourself that you have strayed away from understanding that God still will make a way to solve that issue with the gang-related issues that you're fighting so hard for to keep your kids safe. God will make a way. Don't you stop praying. Don't you give up. Don't let your head down, and don't you bow down. I know that somebody right now, I'm feeling that it feels like it's an opposition that you've been fighting against, and now they feel like they want to compromise with you, and they're telling you if you will accept a little bit of my wrong, then we will stop pushing against you so much. But God said, this is not the time. This is said, now this is not a vengeance thing against you. This should not be a time that you're just powering out against someone in angry words, or you're losing your temper and you're getting all frustrated and with headaches, but with a kind heart, with peace in your mouth, and with bringing it all daily to the altar. Now, you said, I do this, but I need some battle. I need some people to fight in with me. That's when you rely on the ministries. God has set up someone in your way to be there for you in your time of prayer. Your prayer needs should be called out. It's up to you to open up your heart, open up your mouth, and tell someone. Ask God, who can I tell? If this ministry is here able to help you, give us a call. Let's go into secret prayer. We don't have to do it over the line. As a matter of fact, I find a lot of people like talking to me offline, one-on-one. Let's go into prayer about it. Know that you have someone that is in your corner that is praying with you about the oppositions in your life. Hallelujah. So I know that the spirit of the enemy has told you many times, there's no need of you telling someone this issue. They're not going to, you've got a little wrapped up into it yourself. And by now you may have done some things that you may think is unchristian-like. But they're saying, don't tell anybody. Keep it to yourself. But I've come to remind you that God is a forgiving God. And God wants you to hear his word. His word should prevail over any others. And that's what you're out there trying to preach, right? That's what you're out there trying to teach, right? That's where the example that you're trying to spill from your mouth is to teach the world to stand up. And sometimes we get weak and we bend down. So I come and stop by with the word of God tonight to remind you, I have your arms. I'm willing to help pick you up, and let's do this thing. Together we can stand up against that opposition. Together we can stop bowing down to every different obstacle that we face, because we are going to continue to face obstacles. We are going to continue to face obstacles. But if we read in our Bible, starting with a couple scriptures today, Hebrews 13 and 5 tells us that even bribery from the enemy to try to entice us to take money, to take something, and someone knows exactly what I'm speaking of today, is something that they're asking you to take that you know that's not right. It would help you in so many ways. But this is not the time. This is not the way. God will take those that he has stored up all the wealth of the wicked and give to you in his way. Hebrews 13 and 5 says, keep your lives free. Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have. Because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. One more time. This is not talking about, because we live in a world that is run by finances, by money. We need money to survive. But we understand that the word that we're looking for is we love our spouses. We love our kids. We're in love with our Heavenly Father. We love, should love following in his footsteps. When we find ourselves that we have transferred that type of love into our money, that's what he's talking about. You would do the wrong thing to get that love. You will sell your body to get that love. You will do things and make excuses for it to get that love when God is your source. My job is where he has placed me at. That money is the source that gives me different things to pay to continue to live comfortably. But none of that is possible without my source, my head source, my beginning, my middle, and my end, and that's my Father. Jesus Christ is my source for all of my needs, all of my cares, all of my burdens. I don't have to carry because he is my source. That's why when I'm down, I can stand back up. Did we fall down? Yes. But Hebrews 13 and 5 tells us to keep your lives free from the love of money. Be content with what you have, because what you have is more than what you see. That's what it's actually telling us. You see that you have nothing, and you see everybody else seems to be prospering. Everybody else seems to be going around doing, having what they need, doing everything else, and you seem to have to work hard and struggle for everything that you have. I feel your pain. But remember, what you have is more than what you see. Tell God, I know if my flesh wants to think I don't have enough. What's in the refrigerator is not what I want it to be in the refrigerator. But we have to start looking at this thing as not that my glass is half empty, but my glass is half full. My refrigerator is not half empty. My refrigerator is half full. Whatever is in there, it could be less. It could be less. Somebody doesn't have that. And keep holding on. It's not over. Job went through all kinds of different trials. And if you hadn't met Job and didn't know him before he was, you know, when he was rich and when he had all of the cattle, when everything was going good, but if you had been introduced to Job in his time of trials, in his times of sitting there with his whole body covered in sores, where he would take a rock and try to scratch his stuff, to try to ease some of the pain, which really in turn created more agony for him. But if you had met that Job, would you have been able to hold on? What word would you have given him? Would you have gave him an encouraging word to hold on? It's going to get better. Even, you know, sometimes you give that word, but in your mind you're thinking, this is not going to work out. This is not going to get any better. This brother, wow. I don't want to come out and say it just like his wife just told him, but you know what? I think I agree with the wife. You know, many people speaking things into your life don't really mean it. They don't believe it themselves. But they're going through a tradition thing. They think it's a traditional thing for them to tell you it's going to be okay. While others will just tell you, hey, I don't think this is going to work out. You got to find that medium person in your life. They can look beyond the point that you don't have and see that God has your plans in his hands. And that his plans are to prosper you. That's where we're standing tonight. Someone needs to lean on Hebrews 13:5. He said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. Hallelujah. That is the word of God for you. Let's continue with God's will. Let's continue with God's will, and let's catch with that. Know where you're at. Keep that, write that down. Hold that up against your heart because you're going to need to repeat that back. Now, let's go back. Let's go to the left from where you were at in Hebrews, and let's go to Ephesians 3:20. Ephesians is a short book. Ephesians resides a few blocks down from your Hebrews, so they are neighbors. So let's go to Ephesians 3, and we're going to read verse 20. Amen? We're speaking about God will make a way. For what? He will make a way for tonight. We're speaking about for leaders to stand up and stop bowing down to every obstacle that we face. I come to remind you that he will make a way. Now, to him, reading verse 20, Hebrews 3, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or all that we can imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. And then he puts his period on there and he said, amen. It means all men should come together and understand that whatever it is that you're going through, stop being such a what, giving up on every situation. So what, that you're rowing and you feel like that the job is not taking you to the potentials that you think that you dreamt that it was going to be, that God had showed you a vision that you was going to be this. So what, stop giving up. Keep on throwing your net. Believe in God that he will fill it with fish. Keep on walking and believe that God is out there with his hands outstretched, waiting to receive you, Peter. Come on now. Here we go. Ephesians 3:20. God will make a way, my sister. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within him, the power that is within work within who? Him. He that lives inside of you. So if he has the power inside of him to do immeasurably more than anything that you could ask, to do more than anything that you can imagine, if he has that type of power in him, we're speaking of our Father, Jesus Christ, and if Jesus Christ is within you, then he that is within you is more powerful than he that is in the world. So I mean, any situation falls under that category. It has to bow down to the power. If a tornado comes into your community right now, I don't care if you put on your Superman outfit and stand out there with a big S on your chest. You must bow down or find shelter if you want to survive the tornado. Amen? Here we go. Put your situation in that same purpose. It's standing out there. It's looking big. It's all boasting. Has his outfit on. Has his hands on his hips. And it's intimidating to you. That eviction notice. You know that they're coming to pick up your car. Your kid just slipped out of the house one more time. Your kid just came and told you that they're pregnant. Whatever your situation is. You got suspicions that your spouse is not being who they say they was going. They promised that they was going to be. They betray in front of others that they are. Your doctors just gave you a report. And not only did they give you the report, they said nothing else can be done. They got the big S on there. They got the big C for cancer on the chest. And they stand there to tell you that. Some with no bedside manners at all, just blurting it out to you. But look at that tornado. Think about the tornado. Jesus Christ is your tornado. And they must bow down. That whatever it is must bow down. Because the power that is within Jesus Christ to do things that we haven't even asked for, things that we don't even realize that we need. We even sometimes sit back and imagine getting out of these holes. He said he can do immeasurably more than all that we can ask or imagine, according to his power that is at the work within us. To him be the glory. In the church, we give him glory. To him be the glory. In our homes, we give him the glory. To him be the glory. To who? Jesus Christ. Throughout all of our generations, we should be teaching, glorify Jesus Christ. Glorify the Master. Glorify the Son. And the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Glorify Jesus Christ throughout all generations, not just for now, but it's good for now and forevermore. The same God then, the same God now. I don't care how times change. Same God then, same God now. Same healings then, same miraculous powers then, still right now. You better get that stuff off of your mind. It will blow your mind trying to handle all of that stuff that you're trying to hold on to. It will blow your mind trying to keep your faith, keep your sight on God, and you're listening to all of these different things. You need to change your habits. You need to change who you hang with. You need to change your habit. If you're sitting there under the news every day and it's depressing you, stop it. Change your habit. If you're out on the golf tee and at tee off time, you look around and every word that is being said to you is something negative. I'm sorry. I know that's your love of your life right now is your golf game. You need to change where you play at. Change who you're playing with. You said, how am I going to tell them, you know, these are the most powerful people. I can't just back out from them. You need to start praying about it and ask God, take me out of that situation. Place me in a place that's more positive. You know this is not what I need. Hallelujah. Change those negative habits. That's why you're able to stay down. And why are they not saying anything? Because they see you down. But they can step on top of you and feel a little bit taller. It's not that they're standing all the way up themselves. But they can stand on your shoulders and look around and make you feel small. Let's back and go all the way back. We're going to go talk to Luke for a minute. We're going to start Luke in chapter 1 and then verse 30. Let's see what the physician Luke has to say. Luke 1 and 30, talking about God will make a way. Hallelujah. Are you writing your Bibles today? Your life is your Bible. Are you reading it and living it? If so, you're writing your Bible. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Luke tells us in verse 30, chapter 1, he says, but the angel said to her, do not be afraid. Mary, you have found favor with God. Hallelujah. We're talking about Mary, when she was greatly troubled at the words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said, and those words is when the angel came to tell her the virgin name was Mary, the angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you." So now we're taking those words, and here in verse 30, we're going to put your name in it. Do not be afraid of whatever situation it is that you're facing. This causing you to want to give up. This causing you to want to just back away. This causing you to want to just give in. Do not be afraid, John. Do not be afraid, Mary. Do not be afraid, Vaughn. Do not be afraid. You will understand that God has favor. He has found favor with you in your life. So do not be afraid. You have found favor with God. And if you have the favor of God, that's all that you need. That's more than enough. That means now that you're more than a conqueror. Not only are you going to push through this, look at all the stuff behind you. If you take a second, look at all the stuff behind you that you've already came through. Now you're going to push through and you're going to teach somebody else how to come through. You're going to be more than a conqueror because you're going to teach somebody else how to overcome what it is that you thought one day that you would never get through. The devil will always try and get God's men and women to fall. But as a believer, you should be able to recognize his tactics. We shouldn't just be running into brick walls day after day. We've got to start to recognize his tactics. And only then can we resist the devil before he ruins your reputation, before he ruins your marriage, before he splits up your relationship with your daughter, mother. I speak to myself when I minister through you. Hallelujah. Before he ruins your reputation, we've got to start recognizing those factors. And if you've accepted Christ, if you have decided within your heart that God has called you to be a leader, that means you're the father, you're the husband, you're the mother, single mother may be raising, you're the leader of that household. You may be called, have been called to preach, to minister. He said we're all ministering spirits. But if you've been accepted, if you've accepted Christ and decided to preach his gospel, let me just reach out to you real quickly here. Your major sinning days should be over. Your major sinning days should be over. I mean, sure, you'll come short. We all fall short of the glory of God. So sure, you're going to fall short from time to time of the glory of God, but it's not something that you should be doing every day. There's a time to be a babe in Christ, my people. And then there's a time to mature in the things of God. At some point, you need to just make a firm decision to live God's way. You just got to make that decision that I'm going to live God's way. And as leaders, I don't believe we should have to ask for forgiveness all the time. Leaders should never say, "I can't help myself. The devil just made me do it." Leave that with Geraldine back with Flip Wilson, okay? True leaders. That means you, mothers, you're the head of that household. You got to stop making excuses and looking back that he walked out or he never came to begin with. But these kids need a leader now. And it's up to you. And I know you want to go out and party. I know you want to get your groove on too. But you got to move all of that aside and put what's first first. What's first? First is Jesus Christ. A child loves a parent who's in love with Jesus Christ. If you're just shaking and jiving, just speaking a little word, talking a little something, but you can't get your child up and take it to church, you're shucking and jiving. You can't get up and have a Bible class with your family, but you can turn on the TV and sit down before them and watch something else, you are shucking and jiving. What are you teaching? What examples are you bringing? What are you bringing to the table? You don't have nothing in you to give to them. So you shouldn't be so surprised when you find yourself bowing down to every little issue, where all tactics just run up on you. But what I'm trying to make aware to you tonight is how you need to start recognizing some of those tactics. You need to recognize in your life as you're doing your self-inventory. Remember, I recommend you stand in front of the mirror every day and look at you. You stand in front of the mirror every day and say something to you. You should also, you got to say something positive to you. Several times a day, you should be speaking positive words into your life. You should look at yourself and see, I like what you're doing today. You're looking good in this area today. You're improving on this here today. And you should be able to stand there and be honest with yourself. You fell by the wayside a little bit today. All of the things that you should have did today in this, and this area. What are my plans? How am I going to get myself back on the track? Who is it that I'm going to go to? God, send me there. When you're in prayer, you should be confronting yourself with all the things. You shouldn't go in prayer looking at yourself and lying to yourself. How can you be truthful to me if you can't be truthful to yourself? Amen? If you're messed up, look at me and say, I am messed up today. I've lied today. They just was flowing out of me today. Woo! And then look at yourself and say, thank you, Jesus, those are lies that are gone. Replace where those lies was and fill it with your Holy Spirit and your truth. Give me your word, dear Father. Hallelujah. As leaders, we should know better than some of the things that we're still doing. Thanks to God, if we've been truly saved, and now we've got the Holy Spirit living within us, then we know that God has given us a way of escape. We know the abilities to resist any temptation. And any excuse for falling into lust, to falling into greed, or any other ministry-destroying sins, it's just that. It's just an excuse. It's just an excuse. But I close tonight to remind you that grace will wash away any of those sins. I don't want to beat you up without giving you the antidote to your poison. Grace, God's grace, will wash away any sin, no matter how bad. But for the sake of God's glory, do what Jesus said. And go and sin no more. John 8 and 11 said what? Go and sin no more. Confront yourself. Be of good spirit and good courage. Don't tear yourself down without building yourself up. But make a promise to you that you are going to cut it out, whatever it is that you know, that's day after day after day that you're doing. And then go and sin no more. God has called his leaders to be honorable people and above reproach. It's time for leaders to focus on bringing him more glory. In Jesus' name, you can do it. It's not too much for you. You can do it. We're going to pick up here tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Central Time, as we finish up of standing up to the obstacles that we are facing on a daily basis. You can do it. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word and your power, and may we live the word. May it not just come inside of us, but dwell in our spirits where you are, because we believe that you who lives in us is more powerful than those that are in the world. We thank you, Jesus, for another day's journey. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to pray tonight for all families that are in Berea, and we're especially praying for the Vaughn family here, my pastor, Dr. LaSalle R. Vaughn, and the passing of his father, Sarge. And so we're praying for his wife and the whole entire Vaughn family as they go through this time of loss. Again, to Pastor Dr. and LaSalle R. Vaughn and co-pastor Portia Brooks Vaughn and family. God bless you from Tri-Anointed Ministries, Evangelist Von Dumas. I extend my whole heart and to you, and God bless you as, again, you go through the passing of your beloved Sarge. If you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, I would like to take this opportunity to introduce you to him. If you would just repeat after me, Jesus, come into my life, forgive me for my sins. I ask you to cleanse my heart and make me a new person in you right now. I believe that you are the Son of God and that you died on the cross for me. And I just want to thank you for loving me enough to die for me. I accept all that your shed blood bought for me on that cross. And I receive you as my Savior and Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. If you just prayed that prayer, you must do something to continue it, and that is reach out and let somebody know I prayed the prayer. Why don't you contact me at walkwithmegod@aol.com. Let me know what materials I can help you with, what churches maybe we can go in prayer to that God can lead you to. Believe that God is a healing God. God has a way out for you. Regardless of what's going on, he has a way out for you. And I love you. This is Evangelist Von Dumas signing off, but remember that God loves you more. So whatever it is, go and sin no more. Bye-bye.
Through test and trial, I've been through. You have been my place of refuge, my shelter from the rain, my healing from the pain. Now I know you for myself. You're give me cheese.